Ramsey TV.
Good morning, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Zunder at your service. And, because I diagnosed someone this morning. I gave someone an expert diagnosis that I'm sure will solve her problems for the eons and beyond. Yes, and it happened at breakfast. Did I mention it? Yeah, it did happen at breakfast. 3 over medium eggs and an order bacon white. Well, I eat carbs too. In fact, this does have to do with running. Thank you for bringing that up. This does have to do with running. This is Martin Zunder. I am the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, voted so by unanimous decision. And I was at breakfast with a friend this morning, and she says, Dr. Zunder, I got this pain in my knee. I got a pain in my hip. I got a pain in my ankle. I said, do you have a pain in your big toe? She said, yes. How did you know? I know. I said, can you tell me what you've been doing? Well, my boyfriend and I were walking like 4 times a week for an hour. I said, that's wonderful. I said, tell me about your shoes. She said, oh, well, my shoes can't be the problem. I got this really expensive shoes with nice thick foam. I said, there's your problem right there. There's your problem. That's why you're having problems. She said, what? I said, yes. Your shoes are the problem. How so? She wanted to know. I said, to use Nike as one example, giant shoe company, there are others, of course, Adidas, Reeboks, whatever you like, they convince you that your foot needs their help. Without their padding, their springs, their support system, their insoles, their memory foam, whatever they put on these shoes now. I mean, some of them actually have springs. They have you convinced. It's a racket. It's a giant racket. They have you convinced that these safety features are built in to keep your foot safe. In fact, I told my friends, it is these shoes and their ilk that have fueled the podiatry industry. I wouldn't be surprised, I said to her, if the podiatrists were in cahoots with the shoe companies, because it is these shoes trying to make you convinced that it's the answer to your problems that cause the problems. That's right. These shoes cause the problems. And I'm going to make a spiritual point here that is going to blow your ever-loving mind. Guaranteed. Wait for it. I'm going to solve a bunch of other problems in the process. Make a bunch of other points that are undeniable. No one will be able to argue with me by the time I'm finished. My friend was dumbfounded. The wisdom of it just threw her back in her seat, in her booth. She spilled a little water. She was just like, that makes so much sense. So, well, I do make sense for a living. I said, the human foot is a masterpiece of design. And the human foot knows exactly how to land on the ground, whether you are running or walking. It was designed for locomotion, for self-propulsion. And if you look at some of the greatest distance runners in the world, they're from Ethiopia, they're from Kenya. The reason is they grew up with no shoes. They grew up barefoot, and they ran barefoot. If you want to see beautiful, natural running form, you look at any child running in the grass in the summertime without shoes, and there it is. Because the human body, again, is a masterpiece of design made for locomotion. And as I told you, some of you may remember me telling you this, but I have been a proponent of minimalist footwear and minimalist running for many years. If you remember me broadcasting the Revelation series from Sao Paulo, Brazil, in the bunker, I would run barefoot in Sao Paulo. I would run 2 to 6 miles barefoot in downtown Sao Paulo. Yeah, well, did I ever get the looks? I think kids today are still probably thinking about it, talking about it, having dreams about it. But it's so liberating, it's so freeing. And here is the thing. It is actually the healthiest thing you can do, and it will cure you. If you have any problems of the knee, of the ankle, of the hip, of the back, even of the neck, it all starts at the feet. And if you're buying into the lie that your foot needs 3 inches of padding, that your foot needs cushions, that your foot needs springs and supports, arch supports, no, it is a complete and total lie. I'm going to show you my running shoes now. I would love to run barefoot now, but the pavement gets kind of hot down here. So I found a minimalist shoe. It's called Bear Trek. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're looking at, if you're watching the kitchen cam, you're looking at my running shoe. Now, my running shoe can do something that your running shoe can't. Watch the kitchen cam. Are you ready for this? You're going to see something you won't see anywhere else. This is what my running shoe can do. I can wring it like a chamois. Look at this. Because this thing is like a ballet slipper. It's got zero support. None. It's completely flat. It's got zero cushioning. It's just a thin piece of rubber. To show you how thin it is, here's what the bottom of my shoe looks like. I see you. I run 12 miles a day with these shoes. Oh, by the way, I do have another one, but I just want to show you one. Look at this thing. Can your shoe do this? If not, why not? What are you trying to do to yourself? What are you trying to do to yourself? 2 weekends ago, I ran 32 miles on a Saturday. 2 Saturdays ago, I ran 32 miles in 1 day on these shoes, on concrete. I don't run on the sand. I don't run on the beach. I run on concrete, continual concrete every day. I have no ankle problems, no hip problems, nothing caused by so much running because my foot is a genius and my foot knows how to run. This is what happens when you pad your foot. I told this to my friend. This is when she sat back in the booth and just spilled her water in amazement at the wisdom of this. I said, your foot is basically anesthetized. Your foot comes to learn that you don't trust its wisdom. You don't trust that it knows what to do. And so you're trying to, quote, help it by protecting it, by overprotecting it. What this does is your foot just gives up. It says, okay, I'm no longer needed here. I'm off duty. You brought in the springs. You brought in the super duper memory foam padding. And I guess you don't need me anymore. So the foot goes to sleep and it doesn't feel the ground anymore. And so it just doesn't do its job. It retires because you have replaced it with man-made products made in China. And in doing so, you now strike the ground in these super duper shoes that cost $150. You are now striking the ground in strange and unusual ways that you would never strike the ground that way if you were wearing minimalist shoes or if you were running barefoot. You would never strike the ground the way you strike it when you're in your shoes, your super duper shoes. You're doing unnatural things because you've lost all feeling. Because you put your best friend into a coma. You sent your best friend, your foot, into the cave for the winter to hibernate. Your foot basically says, I'm out of here. If that's what you think about me. Everything we've been through together, and this is what you want to do to me. But I'm helping you. Oh, under the guise of helping you, your shoe is ruining you. Ruining you. And there is a great lesson to be had here. And it is this, that overprotection is always foisted on you by industries that rely on the lie that you cannot live without them. You need their protection. You need to be safe constantly. You need bubble wrap. You need foam. You always need insurance for everything. You need breathing insurance. You need heartbeat insurance. Oh, yeah, I guess that's called life insurance. Anyway. And it's all a lie, but you'll find it in every industry. You'll find it in this current CV19er phenomenon. Do you know the best way to develop immunity from viruses is to expose yourself to a bunch of different viruses. And your body adapts to them. If you hide away in a vacuum your entire life, if you never go out and you constantly wash your hands, constantly scrub your body, spray yourself, you're never going to adapt. And then when something big does come around, it's going to kill you because you have no antibodies built up. You need antibodies. And these antibodies thrive in not being protected, just like your foot. The foot says, leave me the hell alone. I'll take care of you. I'm living proof of it. I've run for 30 years, and I had a knee problem for probably 6 years, and I was wearing these super-duper shoes. They're super-duper expensive. You'll find the simplest solutions to life are either cheap or free, like water. What do I do for my health? Drink water. The doctor's not telling you that. No, the doctor's telling you you have to buy hundreds of dollars worth of prescriptions. But you don't need it. But these industries convince you that you do. But it's artificial. But they make tons of money, convincing you that you can't survive without them. And so, again, with this CV19er, the best thing you can do is just throw yourself out there. But we live in a world that is so careful, so overprotective. What happens to kids when their mothers overprotect them? Now, Johnny, you might get hurt. You stay inside. The kid stays inside and learns how to knit, stays inside and learns how to do crochet and needlepoint. He becomes a mama boy. Then when he becomes a mama's boy. Then when he gets into the world, he can't cope. He can't survive. Just like your body, if you try to protect it from all the terrible viruses in the world. No, you're going to die. If you want to live, it's paradoxical. You go out and expose yourself to it. That's what my foot does. I go out, I expose myself, and it adapts. It's beautiful. I could run miles and miles and miles on nothing. This shoe is nothing. It's nothing. And the worse, the flatter it gets, the better the shoe gets. This is like a fine wine. This is flatter than it was when I bought it. So now it's even better. The more of these shoes wear out, the better they are because it leaves my foot more in touch with the ground. I can feel the ground in these things. Yeah, I get some pebbles once in a while. Yeah, I get a couple ouchies here and there from sharp rocks, but it's worth it because I have no injuries. Oh, I had an injury, yeah, for what I was telling you, for 5 years or 6 years or something when I was wearing those shoes, the expensive shoes. You don't have to spend money for any of this stuff. Like I say, the best cures are free. So I ended up researching barefoot running, minimalist running. I'm into minimalist everything. And I found out that this is the answer. And so I adapted it. I got into it slowly. I'm not saying you got to jump right into it because you have to adapt. You're going to be using different muscles. It's going to take a while for your feet to wake up and go, oh, you're finally calling me to the party, huh? What's the matter? Hurt yourself? All my problems were over. My knee problem disappeared. And I'm running mega miles, 12 miles a day. See, there's proof for you. Look at this. I can see you right through this thing. Where? There. Oh, yes. Love these shoes. It's not too good on my socks, I'll tell you this. But anyway, all my problems disappeared. Overprotective mothers ruin their kids under the guise of protecting them. They think they're doing the kids a favor. Don't worry, Johnny, I'll protect you. I had a girlfriend one time who was so jealous. Don't worry, I'm going to protect our relationship. And she would look into my phone, look into my computer, spy on everything I did, trying to protect us. What did that do? It ruined it. It's called jealousy. No trust. Well, I'm trying to play it safe, trying to protect you. Don't protect us. You're killing us. You're killing us. The kid should tell his mom, you're killing me here, mama. You're killing me. I need to go out and experience life. I need to get bumps and bruises. And then we have this thing called the nanny government. What's the nanny government? It takes care of you from womb to tomb. The government says, the big government says, we'll take care of you. Life is too risky. You can't go out there and make it on your own. And so like the padding of the shoe, the government will kill you. It will put your real self to sleep and you'll become lazy. You won't have any good ideas because you won't have to. You won't have to come up with something in order to live. You could just depend on the government. So you go to sleep while the government does all the work, but it ends up ruining you. You get injured. You get injured mentally. You get injured psychologically. Just like you get injured physically when you trust the Nike company to protect you with all their stupid stinking pads and springs. You don't need it. And again, health is cheap. Health is cheap. So of course, free enterprise, just let the government, just leave me alone. That's my philosophy of government, is leave me the hell alone. Leave me the hell alone. That's what I say to shoes now, to the Nike company. You need us. Leave me the hell alone. Get out of my life. I don't need you. I'll run barefoot every day, and I'll be better off than I am without you, with you. I'm not going to believe your lies. No, because I found the truth. Truth is cheap. Truth is free. Screw you. The same with government. Screw you. Just, you know, keep our roads paved. Give us a good standing army so we can defend ourselves against nut jobs with ugly mustaches and pointy beards. And for the rest of the thing, leave me the hell alone. Let me do my thing. That's what the foot is saying. Leave me the hell alone. Let me do my thing. Medicine, the medical world. Are you kidding me? The doctors are all trying to overprotect you. You need us. I saw this great stat by this radical doctor who got out of the medical business, the official medical business, the AMA and all that, and he became a freelancer. And he gave this delicious statistic. I can't remember what it was, but I know the gist of it because I've never forgotten it. It was that there was this one city where the medical institution, the doctors went on strike. All the doctors went on strike for some reason, somehow, I don't know. And the result was the death rate went down in that town. The death rate went down. Fewer people died because the doctors were out of business. Send all the doctors home. Send all the college professors home. Sorry, I'm stepping on people's feet. I know it. If I step on your foot, it doesn't hurt because I'm wearing this. I'm sorry. I know there are people in the medical profession. God bless you. There are some people who might even work for Nike. And they're saying, Martin, shut up. I got to feed the wife and kids. You're killing me here. You're telling me people don't need me. Yeah, I am. Sorry. Listen to this quote from Mark chapter 5, verse 25. This is one of my favorite quotes concerning the medical profession. Mark 5, starting with verse 25. And a woman, having a hemorrhage 12 years and suffering much under many physicians and spending her all and being nothing benefited, but rather coming to be worse, hearing about Jesus, coming in the throng from behind, touches his cloak. There it is. There's the medical profession. I'm sorry, in a nutshell. Suffering much under many physicians. The more physicians, the more you suffer, is my take on this. And spending her all, yeah, it's expensive as hell, just like the Nike shoes. Expensive, 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 under the pretense of helping you and protecting you. But what does it do? Well, just ask this lady. Spending her all and being nothing benefited, but rather coming to be worse. You will be worse after buying super duper Nike shoes than before. You will be worse after you submit yourself to the hands of the doctors, the physicians. You'll be worse than if you never did anything. Than if you never did anything. Worse. Same with relying on government. Same with thinking that the nanny state is just the best thing for a person. It gives them protection. Yeah, overprotective mommy creates mommy's boys. Overprotective government, too much government, mommy's boys. People can't do anything for themselves. They depend on the government. And the government wants you to think again that you need them. Same with the medical profession. You better have your cholesterol checked. No. Here's what I think about checking my cholesterol. No, you check your cholesterol. We need to take a blood test. Why? Well, something might be wrong. Well, something's wrong with you. I'm not going to take your blood test. It's expensive for one thing, and to hell with it. I eat right, I exercise, I drink water, so that's it. If I die, I die. Why would I want to die suffering by going to you? Same with education, higher education. I've been all through this. Haven't I? Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I will finish with this. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. The religious world. Oh, the religious world. For this, I'll take off my headphones. The religious world, ladies and gentlemen, they make you believe, they lie to you, that you're not safe unless you have their covering, unless you are accountable to them. You need accountability partners. You need people who are constantly checking up on you. You need to get into prayer circles. You need to belong, because if you miss one day of church, why, that's the day you start off on the road to perdition. You can't make it out there in the evil, cruel world. There's so many temptations. There's so many sins to be had out there. So many viruses to catch. You need immunized. And we are the great immunization force. We call ourselves the Christian religion. We will immunize you from life. We'll immunize you from sin. You don't need to go out and test your faith and throw yourself into the arms of Jesus. No, you need the soft, cushiony protection, the super duper padding, and the super duper springs of the super duper church. Bull crap. And it's expensive. Give your tithe. It's expensive as hell to belong to that BS. Expensive. Quit. I wrote a book, How to Quit Church Without Quitting God. There's the lie. If you quit church, you'll automatically be quitting God, because God is inherent in the church. Really? Gee, the Apostle Paul said in Acts 17, addressing the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers on Mars Hill, telling them that God does not live in temples made by human hands. Shh, Paul, what are you trying to do? I've got to feed the wife and kids here. God does not live in temples built by human hands. What are you trying to do? I got to feed the wife and kids here. Shut up, Paul. Yeah, I would like to blow up the whole theological industry. I would. Put them all out of work. Sorry, you'll find another line of work. Find another line of work. I'll put Nike out of work. Whatever company makes these things, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Just put a strip of rubber. Rubber band a strip of rubber on your shoes. Or learn to run barefoot like I did in Sao Paulo, Brazil. People say, what about glass? What about if you step on glass? I said, I got two things I use. Two high-tech weapons against stepping on glass. What? And how much did it cost? It's very inexpensive. They're miracle preventative measures for stepping on glass. What is it? It's my right eye and my left eye. It worked most of the time. But then if I did happen to step on glass, you'll never guess what I did. I pulled it out and kept running. Yes, I did. I did. You will not believe how God and Christ will grow your faith when you go out and live. You don't need the super padding of the church. You don't need their programs, their baptisms, their ceremonies, their works, their programs, their prayers. You don't need any of it. It's extraneous bullshit. That's right. EB, extraneous bullshit. It's superfluous malarkey also. And it's unnecessary mayhem. And it will wreak havoc. You'll be worse off after going to church than you were before you went. Because you go to church, you learn about the God who eternally torments people. You go to church, you learn about the God who lost control of his universe. You go to church, you learn about the God who gave away his free will. Darn it, it's the worst thing I ever did. Well, I used to have the only free will in the universe. Then I gave it away to everybody else. Now I can't get it back. Ho-ho! Now I just run around the universe trying to put out fires, trying to make the best of the disaster that ensued after I gave away my free will. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be delivered from springs and padding that pretend to protect your feet, but don't. I want you to be delivered from unnecessary governmental assistance that keeps you from being all that you can be, from pursuing your hopes and your dreams and having the creativity pulled out of you. I encourage you to stay out of doctor's offices and hospitals unless you're sitting over here and your leg is over there. Then, you know, they'll take you in. Thank God for the hospitals in that case. But if you want them to make you healthy and keep you healthy, you got to go for a checkup. No, you don't. Stay away from the checkups. No checkups. No checkups. Stop it. What? Oh, I'm supposed to say that you're not supposed to take my advice because I'm not a trained physician and I'm not therefore. No. No, I don't have these little safety things like, make sure you consult your doctor before you do anything I say. No, I'm saying to you, make sure you don't consult your doctor when checking on everything I say. The problem with people who hear what I say spiritually, they hear what I say about the salvation of all and about no human free will, and the first thing they do is, I gotta check with my pastor. Oh my God. People say, start an exercise program, but don't do it until you check with your physician. Bull crap. Don't go anywhere near your physician. Just go and start your exercise program. If you die, you die. Chances are you're not going to die. Just use common sense. Get out there, jog a little bit, walk, whatever you need to do. Move your freaking body. Get off the couch. Consult your physician before beginning any exercise. No! Do not consult your physician. Do not consult your pastor. Do not look for a pastor. If you have one, get rid of him or her. Get the hell out of there. Run the hell out of there as fast as you can. The funniest thing, my wife and I were having our second kid. We're going to have him at home. And my wife was like 9 months pregnant, ready to go any minute. And we happened to be visiting a friend at the hospital. When my wife, while visiting a friend at the hospital, started going into labor. Then what ensued was the funniest phrase I've ever heard. It was like, hurry up, get my wife out of this hospital. She's about to have a baby.